President Obama says she's extraordinary. The president defended U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice this week, saying he couldn't be prouder of the job she's done. But it's pretty fair to say that's not the view shared by some key members of Congress. Joining us to talk about Susan Rice and her troubles, Tim Mak, defense reporter for Politico. Hi there, Tim, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. That's not to say that Susan Rice is doing very well this particular week. Four key GOP senators left private meetings with her, blasting her explanation of the deadly attacks at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. One first thought is U.S. ambassador to the U.N., or even more so, the post of U.S. Secretary of State, which she's being considered for, would certainly demand the utmost in diplomacy. What on earth did she say behind closed doors to ruffle further the feathers of the likes of Senators John McCain and Susan Collins? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's very surprising. Going into these meetings earlier this week, it seemed like Republican senators like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte were backing away from their very harsh and personal criticisms of Susan Rice. They went in, they had a meeting, and you would think they would be able to emerge with a better relationship, or at least a more civil one. Instead, whatever it is that Susan Rice told them, it further inflamed their anger and frustration over the Benghazi incident. You know, Senator Susan Collins is no kind of red meat conservative. She's viewed as a very moderate kind of senator. And yet she emerged from this with more questions and more frustration over the incident than ever before.
You've written that Senators Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte were so incensed they felt she was not being straight or candid with them about Benghazi. What do you know about that specifically?
Well, I think the matter is that they asked her questions that she was simply unable or unwilling to answer. And at this point in their investigation, with all the media spotlights put on her and what happened with the death of four Americans in the consulate in Benghazi, they just felt that was unacceptable. And the second round with Susan Rice and Senator Collins the next day yielded no better outcome. It may be an issue of personality, but more likely it's an issue of a lack of answers from Republican senators who are really desperate to get to the bottom of what happened.
In the military, Graham has said, Senator Lindsey Graham said, when things go bad, you don't get promoted, adding that the question is, what part did she play in the system failure? If it was indeed a system failure, and we're talking about the tragic death of four Americans in Benghazi, including the U.S. ambassador in Libya, so we haven't lost an ambassador since the 70s. Is it about what she said, or is it about what the intelligence community failed to do before all of that happened? What do you think?
Well, insofar as the promotion is concerned, we have to realize that Susan Rice is the ambassador to the U.N. She had very little to do, if any role at all, in the intelligence community's failure, the State Department's failure in Benghazi. She had very little to do. She was wheeled out as part of the PR effort after this incident to explain what happened to the American people. So insofar as we're talking about the cascading failures that led to the death of four Americans, she really can't be to be blamed for that. Yeah, but if we are talking about the Obama administration's seeming inability to explain fully to the public what precisely happened in Benghazi and why Americans were allowed to be put in harm's way, why there wasn't sufficient security at the consulate, she is now in the spotlight because she has been used as a PR vehicle and she's gone out on talk shows to try to explain this to Americans. If there aren't sufficient answers, now a lot of people are looking to her for to be a source of information.
Exactly. It's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out, how it played out this week. Kind of a surprise to many of us. I thank you for your insight, Tim. Thanks so much.